Peace, goddesses. Peace, gods. And this is another episode of Convos with Living Legends. First and foremost, I'd like to give a big shout out to the first 19 episodes, first 19 guests on the first 19 episodes. Shout out to the young god Eldridge Washington for coming on the check-in last week. But this week, we have a very wonderful guest. There's so much I could say about this queen, but you know what? I'm going to allow her to speak on herself, you know, brag about herself real quick. You know what I mean? I'm going to allow this queen to brag about herself because she deserves to.
Oh, my. Okay.
Why not? Why not? You know what I mean? They say, a lot of people like to say it's ego driven when you brag, but I beg to differ. Sometimes, if that's the case, sometimes you got to let that ego shine real quick. But
Ashe, I love that. I honor that. Thank you so much. So I am Ebony Dowdy. I am a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a dynamic friend, and I am a philanthropist in my head. I am the
Not in your head. You doing the work. You are doing the work.
Yes, doing the work. That's right. That's what it's about. It's about doing the work. So I'm the creator of Ebony Dowdy LLC, formerly Limitless Living Consulting. I do an array of things. So I am a disability attorney rep. I represent people at the hearing level for Social Security. I help them to get their disability benefits. Excuse me. I'm going stuttering all over my words.
No, you're okay.
So I do that. I am a mental health counselor. I'm a full spectrum doula. I also have a cannabis infused beverage company. And
it is mighty tasty. mighty tasty.
Thank you. I like that.
You know what I mean? I need to get me another bottle.
Okay, I got you. I have a soul show the last Sunday of every month at Gallery 992, where we spotlight Black businesses in the Atlanta area. There's that.
Okay.
I'm a mom to the dopest 17-year-old daughter in the world. Her name is Jalen.
Man, talk that talk. You see, that's why you brag about yourself, girl. You know, you pop your collar one time.
Thank you. Done.
And you just mentioned something not too long ago about, you said 992?
Yes. It is a Black-owned gallery in the Weston area.
And I ask, how does an entrepreneur, a godpreneur like myself, you know, join such a wonderful, you know, event, you know, to promote my business as well?
Well, it's done already. You just said it. You're in there.
Okay.
That's it. Ashe. You're talking to the creator.
Say that. But with a queen, a goddess with so many talents like yourself, you know, I can actually say you've been blessed by the universe with all these given talents. What inspires you to help the community through all these works that you're doing?
Oh, I was raised in a giving household. My parents open up their home to everyone. Foster children, cousins, friends, relatives, everyone. So I saw that growing up. We volunteered in and out of church. We were a religious household. Our neighborhood, civic associations, Girl Scouts. So I saw that growing up. So that's what drives me. Giving back drives me. Doing for my people, doing for Black and brown women in particular, is what motivates and drives me. So I get it from my mama, my parents.
Well, mom, you know, shout out to Mom Dukes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Continue to be great and gorgeous moms.
Thank you. Yes. Let her
continue
know.
To be great and gorgeous. But you, like, what I'm going into is, like, seeing a goddess like yourself and the many other goddesses that I've seen in front of me, like my mom, my sisters, and many countless others that I've known that have crossed my path in life. One thing I've noticed is y'all bust your tail. As melanin woman, y'all bust your tail. I like to say this phrase where the melanin woman is the greatest flower in the garden. She gets the least amount of water and still becomes the greatest flower in the garden. So is it fair to say that? We can agree to that.
I agree with that. Agree with that.
And with that being said, right, and as a melanin man, I see that my kind of, me and my men, we don't help as much as we should. How do we, you know, I know it's very important, but how do we, I can't say bridge that gap, because is it really a gap? How do we, because I can't say, because we've been doing our best to hold ourselves accountable, especially the melanin men, but how do we bring them together to aid the melanin woman in helping out the community? Because, you know, the melanin woman is the foundation of life.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we, you know, bring us all together so we all do our part and represent the UNC?
By being present, by not talking about it, being about it. You know, I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. Be present, be authentic, be accountable. Just be there. Ask us questions, because, you know, we're going to ask, some of us ask questions. So the question, you know, I have a question for you. How do you think, like how I flipped that, how do you think some men are, brothers are showing up?
Well, I'm
already.
Speak on my behalf.
I've been finally showing up to the plate.
And I had to go through certain experiences to finally understand that part in the derailment of our community, meaning the actions that I took, it harmed my community. So basically, while I was harming the community, I was making the efforts of the melanin to aid the community to its greatness. So, you know, I had to go through certain situations. I started to realize that I gotta start putting in this work. But what I had to do, I had to put in the work in myself first.
So right. Once I started putting the work in,
yeah, I had to put the work in myself. So putting the work in myself, then I realized I put in helping my community and helping the Melanin Queen to build back the community back up together.
And so it is, Ashe. So there, doing the work. Brothers have to, we all have to do the work. But to answer your question, brothers, just doing your work, healing, so you can help heal us or help to motivate us to heal ourselves. So it starts with healing. It starts with doing the work. So I like what you said.
No, I totally agree. And to know that you're a doula, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the many hats, look at many trades you have.
The many right.
That you possess.
Exactly. Human services consultant. That's it. Just,
that's huge.
It holds everything. Exactly. And I love it. I love it so much.
How important it is to help bring babies to this world. It's, I know, so that has to be a beautiful feeling.
It is it's so rewarding. It's healing for me. It's healing for the mom. It's healing for the baby and also the partners who are involved. So I love it. I love being that person. I can incorporate my counseling into my doula work. I can incorporate my knowledge of herbs. And I can also refer. I have a great referral network. So if my clients need anything else, acupuncture, tantric touch, I can refer out for that. I'm also a tantrika, so... I was trained in conscious erotic touch via the Institute of Tantra, a really, really awesome nonprofit based in the Atlanta area, but they're international as well.
Please, this tantric touch, you know, I don't want to mess up this qualification. Please tell us a little more about what's incorporated in that.
So with tantric touch, it's just healing and loving through touch. Okay. Through the touch, we are able to assist with opening up your chakras. That's inner work as well. But we assist with unblocking your chakras. And we do that via touch, touching your body sensually.
What better way to get in tune with your chakras.
Exactly. And touch is so important. Touch is so important. It's a lot of people, you know, because of different traumas, some people are repulsed by touch. So we assist with getting past that, whether you need counseling, whether you need Reiki, it's levels to healing. So as a tantra practitioner, I assist with that.
But I can only imagine with the many things that you do, I know there's times you have to take yourself away, meaning like you gotta go on a little retreat, or have a little R&R for yourself, because there's so many people you're dealing with, so many energies, so many things you have to encounter when you're helping others.
Mm-hmm.
That we forget that we got to put the work in ourselves as well at times. How difficult can it be when you, because I know you enjoy all of these things that you do. Yeah. So how hard can it be for you at times to pull yourself away?
Oh my goodness. To regroup. It's gotten easier as I started to put myself first. Because as a mom, you know, you're a parent, you put your children first and other things. So I've just learned, I'm learning to put myself first. I have counseling once, biweekly. I masturbate frequently. I have great friends. I love to dance.
Shout out, y'all. That's, you know, like the yard man say, you know, they say lighter. Yo, that was lighter. Like, yo, I digress.
It's necessary. It's important. Climaxing is so important. And that time with others is important to me, too. I love my friends. Here in Atlanta, I don't have many family members here. My nucleus of family is in the D.C. area. So I'm away from home, so I had to build my own community here. So being out within my community is everything to me. It can be just sitting at the house with my people, being out in the community, just doing anything. That's healing for me. So that's how I kind of decompress with all the things that I do.
Beautiful, because like all I'm hearing is that for you, you're big on your... What's the phrase they like to say? Now, is another phrase we use for community. You're big on
tribe. Is it tribe?
Tribe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You a very tribal person.
I am.
And that's beautiful, because as melanin beings, we are tribal people. You know.
Yes.
And I think we've lost touch, you know, with our tribes. Mm-hmm. You know, our tribal culture. So I think we need to get back to that. There's a lot
you
of
know
things.
What? Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you go. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm seeing it more now, of course, because of due to COVID and quarantine, and we had to go within. And when we came back out, I feel like we have really gotten back to tribe. Like even within Atlanta, and I know in DC as well. The pop-ups, people curating pop-ups and highlighting Black business. That's tribe. Best tribe getting together and keeping the money within our community. So I really like COVID has done a number on us. And also I feel like it's brought us together, which is good. That, like you said, it was needed.
Well, you see, pandemic, it created a lot of kingpreneurs, queenpreneurs, a lot of goddesspreneurs, godpreneurs. So, you know, whoever planned this, thank you. Because you just, they just don't realize what they did.
Right, exactly.
What they don't realize is the fact that as melanin beings, they're going to wake up to the BS. So they could keep on portraying what they want to portray on the media.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell all my people, let's gather together. This time. There's no better time.
Yes. Exactly. And we're ready. We always listen. We have to stay ready.
Man, you can say that again. Like, right. Listen, you're ready.
Right.
You're ready because look how you help in the community with the multitude of things you do.
Thank you. You're
basically saving people's lives.
Listen.
You know what I mean? We got to celebrate that. Like, let's talk about it. How does it feel to be saving people's lives? And you don't even know it.
Right, exactly. How does it feel? It's freeing because I'm able to do what I love and to do what I want to do, essentially. So it's very freeing. It is.
I know you have to be proud of yourself to be, you know, be able, and you know, shout out to your moms, you know, shout out to your family, you know, for them raising a wonderful woman in you. To be able to have the discernment to know that you can help the community get back to what it once was.
Right. Thank you for that.
No, most definitely. We call this Convos with Living Legends. We're going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate my legends. And
right.
That's all of us.
We're
all our legends, you know. So I'm going to give my flowers out. You know what I mean? I'm not going to wait till you to you. You transcend from this earth.
Yeah, thank you for this. Thank you for this platform. That's good.
No, we have to, because we have to get into the act of celebrating each other. That's something we haven't done. And I think we need to get back to that, is celebrating each other, understand how vital we are to each other.
Because we need each other. We do.
You know, how vital we are to each other. And with all that being said, like, how proud are you for being the mother that you are? How proud are you how far you've come? Because how proud are you of the woman that you are, the Ebony that you are right now?
I'm very proud. I'm proud. I'm proud. I know I have more work to do, because it's just always something to do. So I'm just learning to be grateful every day and to keep doing the work. This is so, so simple to just sit back and mellow in your stuff when things don't go the right way, or if a client relapses, or if a client loses a child transitions. It's really, it can be simple to go into a dark place, but knowing that I have a wonderful vision, that keeps me going. It does. I'm grateful to the ancestors.
No, that's beautiful. And you just said something that I want to touch on. You just mentioned how a client could relapse and things of that nature. Like, how big does trauma plays in the Black community, and where it's holding us back from our...
At the top. It's the root of everything. Not addressing trauma, living in the trauma, not addressing it, or addressing it and then not healing it, just continually doing the stuff that you did before that's not working. And some people don't even know that they're affected by their trauma. So it plays a huge part. I'm a huge advocate for counseling, huge advocate for, and not just talk therapy, it can be anything. Any mode of counseling or healing you want to do, I'm a big advocate of it. Because we have to heal those traumas, or healing is lifelong. So we're healing every day. So just knowing that and holding on to that helps. It can be very, very helpful to people. You're not going to be healed from one session of Reiki or tantric touch or counseling. It's a continuous process.
And would you say that we don't stop healing until we transition from this earth?
I believe that. I didn't think about it like that, because in a way, we're healing from ancestral stuff as well.
Ashe.
So I want to say that, yeah. So in a way, I had to process that.
Ashe.
Because we're definitely, we have stuff in us from eons.
Eons.
That weren't addressed. So healing is definitely lifelong. Life and spirit long.
You know what's so funny that you said that? The other day I was having with my OG. I don't like to say original gangster, I say original gentleman. Original God. You know, I spoke to one of my OGs, and we was talking about trauma, you know, and how, especially for men, I feel that's one of the reasons why that's been holding the men back from helping the Melanin Queen to help the community, our traumas. And how us men, we don't speak on our traumas, because norms, culture norms, and other norms have tell us that it's okay for a man to deal with his traumas. It's not okay for a man to be vulnerable. It's not okay for a man to cry. Mm. You know, and I've come to the conclusion that it's all false. But also, you know, us coming into this world as babies, imagine the traumas that we picked up from our parents.
Yes.
And we had to deal with those traumas. And imagine, not only we dealing with our parents' traumas, we probably dealing with their parents' traumas as well.
Yes.
And then we create our own traumas.
Yep.
In life.
Yeah.
So it's like, to us, traumas is like a second nature thing.
Exactly. But really and truly,
like how do we break these curses? Like, I feel like we the generational curse breakers. How do we break these curses?
Healing, like finding out, and you know, I know healing is blanket. So finding out what works for you. If talk therapy doesn't work, they have different kinds of, they have a therapy when you go out and walk with your therapist. they have therapy. They have a, what is it called? Hypnosis. They have every get a spiritual reading. I know a few great priestesses. Also vet people. Make sure you're vetting these people. Make sure they're, you know, aligned with spirit.
Make sure it's not Miss Cleo.
So many things to do. Stop, you're so silly. It's a lot. You know, scream, break things. Whatever you need to do, do it safely. And do it because it's good for you, for your soul. Because everything doesn't work for everyone. And not no one thing is going to help you. It's going to be a combination of things. It's about doing the work. And not just saying and doing it. Journaling. I love the beach. Going to the beach, submerging in water. Talking to your ancestors, building your altars.
Can you swim?
Masturbating. I will forever go back to masturbating. Cuddling. Having sex. Whatever you need to do, do it safely and do it in a healing manner.
What's wrong with that? Martin said it best in one of the episodes. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. That needs to be on the crop top. You should get that with your merch. Yes.
You see, I like that. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Yes. You know? That's the thing.
Ain't nothing. Listen, I'm so... For me, I know there's gonna be a point in time where everything is gonna come back to what Mother Earth had it intended to be. Life is gonna return to its original form. Mm-hmm. But our generation, we the generational curse breakers, we are building what's that called? Blueprints for our children and their children and their children to use these blueprints to get back to what we once were, you know, as indigenous people of this world. Of this indigenous people of this, not only the planet, but the universe. We the indigenous ones. So I feel like once we understand that and we understand we're not the enemy of each other.
I feel not the enemy of each other. That's right.
We're not the enemy of each other for far too long. You know, we basically, I don't know how we fail to not see ourselves in each other.
Oh, it's so funny you said that. The people are definitely reflections of us. Definitely. I see myself in everyone. I just know what I need to work on. Like when things really irritate me, I have to be like, wait a minute, why'd that irritate me? why'd that make me feel like this? Why'd that shift my energy? Then I'm like, oh, okay, they are me. I need to work on that. I've seen this. I've been here before. I need to change it. So, yeah.
And you see, that is dope because you're able to pick that up immediately. I'll tell you this. You have that soothing voice. Oh, I can tell you do not scream much. You know, and
no,
you probably just give looks.
I do.
You probably give if looks could kill. You know.
This is true.
You know. Hey, listen.
I'm
just an observant old man. That's all I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an observant old man, and for me, that's one of the reasons why I brought you on the podcast, because I see what you're doing, even though I've seen it from afar. I appreciate what you're doing because any small, minute thing that a melanin person does for the community to upgrade the community, I'm all for it. I don't care how minute it can be. It could be worth a penny.
Right.
You're doing something. You're building a block.
Right.
To repairing us. That's what you're doing. You helping with the foundation to repair us as one. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to celebrate you. Like I said earlier, we do not celebrate each other enough.
Right. That's true.
So, let's start now. Let's start getting to the habit.
I'm going to take that. I like that. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. You do a lot as well. Thank you.
Oh, shucks.
I'm trying. Stepping up. That's courageous. So we thank you. We honor you.
That's why I'm going to keep speaking life into y'all because as an author, I realize the power of words. Knowing as a foreigner, you know, the things they called me coming to America, you know, Haitian booty scratcher, Haitian body odor. Like, you called me all this. Like, bro, I look just like you. But you called me all this. And it kind of befuddled me as a young man. because, you know, I was innocent. So I was kind of perplexed why you would make fun of me when, you know, but I didn't understand it was all systemic in a sense.
Right.
These young children were systemically raised via the media, systemically raised from the systemic oppression that their parents had. And their parents raised them in that manner. You know, so it was like you said, we have to heal, you know. But besides therapy, is there any other forms of healing besides the Reiki? Like, because like I said, stop healing until we leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like every day is that as we're getting better, we healing.
Right. You know,
yes. Healing ourselves with many things. So it's like, would you say there's any other thing besides these one methods?
Yeah, there is. The hypnosis that I mentioned. You've mentioned Reiki. There is...
How about laughter?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Thank you. Laughter is healing. Food can be healing if it's not like... Anything that's not... That won't lead to addictions is good. Like, everything in moderation. I love to eat. I love to try different restaurants. I love to walk. I enjoy reading. So yeah, there's definitely other things. I love flowers. I get myself flowers bi-weekly. So yes, thank you so much for saying that. There are definitely other ways to heal that you can do yourself, because it's all within. We have that power. We just have to tap into it. I know I mentioned journaling. Just free writing is good as well. And finding a hobby. If you like doing hair, that can be healing. You like children, you babysitting. You turn your hobbies into money. Turn it into a business. That's healing.
Ooh, babysitting. Wow. You sure you want to babysit these people's children?
Okay, so not for me, but surely other people.
No, I was just cracking the joke.
So whatever, you know, it works for some people. It works for some people.
I mean, ain't nobody trying to babysit bad little Ray Ray.
Listen, Ray Ray is just confused in his time. He has to come into himself. He just needs us to love on him. But you mentioned I'm being an author, and I know you're an author, and I love that. I'm working on an anthology. Can I talk about that?
Please do, by all means.
Okay. So I am working on an anthology called Sisterhood is a Ritual. Don't you like that?
I love it.
Don't you like that? Sisterhood is a Ritual. It's my baby. It is. So I'm currently I'm accepting submissions for review. The anthology series is going to be stories from black and brown women who have experienced birth, grief and loss, abortion, sex work, and who have a history of being liberators within the community. So I'm looking for people to tell their stories in 1500 words. They can submit pictures. That'll be healing for people as well. I love stories. I learn through stories. So Sisterhood is a ritual, excuse me. I want it to just be another healing modality that people can read and know that they're not going through things alone.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Sisters I could refer you to. That'd be interesting. Yes. That have interesting stories, if that's okay with you.
Of course. Yes, I love that. I love linking. I'm a linker. I link people together, so I love when I link with dope people.
And I'm a dope guy, I must say.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm a dope guy, I must say. You know, but yeah, I'd be good to link you with these two queens and see how y'all can work together on this wonderful project. Because I like the fact, because like you said, this is another form of healing for melanin queens. Who's to say it won't help melanin men as well?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Who's to say this book, this anthology doesn't help melanin men to understand how to appreciate a woman and how to be empathetic and sympathetic to the plight of the melanin woman? Because the things y'all have to go through, Lord have mercy.
We do. And then to read it in like the voice of the women who have actually experienced these things, oh my goodness. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be life-changing. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to change lives.
Man, talk that talk. I'm with you on that, man. Like, I'm on that crusade with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I feel that's a valiant fight that we're doing. And we're going to accomplish the goal. We may not accomplish it for everybody, but there's gonna be a few.
The ones who are meant to help, because this is already, it's already written. You know, we know what we're supposed to do. We're gonna touch the lives that we need to touch. And that's gonna be it. All is gonna be well.
I was first and foremost to love others. Myself, to learn to love ourselves, because if you can't learn to love yourself, how can you love the next person?
Exactly. Your brother or your sister? It starts with us. It starts with us. It does.
You have to be a person of love to have surplus to give up.
Mm-hmm. You do.
A person of love. You know,
make sure your cup is full.
Man, listen, I'm about to be like Diddy. You know,
That's a good thing. I like that. It is about love.
That was I had a conversation with a good friend, and I told him the key to all of this madness that's going on in the melanin is love. That's what's gonna heal everything. It's love.
That's true. So that tribe and community comes in.
You know, so how does one join your tribe?
Just coming to an event, connecting with me on social media, making sure that my community or our community is where you want to be, you know? That's it. Connecting with me. And ebonydaddy.com is my website. If anybody has any questions, or if they would like to look at more information regarding submissions for the anthology.
Man, listen, I'm going to send them your way, but I'm going to ask you this question. This is a question.
Ah, okay.
The first part of it is a two-parter. The first part is, what would the Ebony now tell the 10-year-old Ebony, and what the Ebony now would tell a 50-60-year-old Ebony down the road?
Oh my goodness, yes, shadow work. So for both, it would be to be fearless. Being fearless is the headline. Under that, it would be to listen to your heart. You know, your word is your bond. Stick to that and love yourself. Worry about yourself first.
Be fearless.
That's it. Be fearless.
And where does Goddess Doughty, Ebony Doughty, sees herself 10, 20 years down the road?
Oh my goodness.
That you got going on.
Continuing to create generational wealth. I would like to, of course, Atlanta is my base, so I'm always going to be here, but just traveling internationally and healing and helping people. But of course, still being a human services consultant, doing everything that I'm doing, because it's not work when you love it.
Say that again. I'm with you on that.
I will be doing the exact same things, but, you know, at a higher level, probably have some staff. Not probably. I will have a value team, an authentic team with me, and just traveling the world and also healing people with cannabis, because my drinks are amazing.
You know what I mean? Shout out to all my herbalists them out there.
Yes.
Yeah, grab your little thing, grab your grubber. Yeah. You know what I mean? Get your crusher, roll it up. You know what I mean? Whether you use backwoods, whether you use Bob Marley's, whether you use raw paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me, paper. I prefer the paper.
I get paper as well.
More THC, but I digress.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
if you use the bung, by all means. If you use the mask, by all means. As long as you have fun with that wonderful lady, Jane, I pray you're all right. I used to tell my mom, I told my mom one time that Mary Jane treated me better than her.
What was her response to that?
Listen, she gave me that look. This Haitian woman named Mario Lynch, she gave me that look. She's like, you quit. Devil's in your head. Yes. You didn't come for my stomach. No, you didn't come for my stomach, because the devil's in your head. You tell me that nonsense. But that's Creole, so, and Creole is much worse. You know, I'm just adding sugar and spice and everything. I will not tarnish the name of my lovely mother.
And you will not. You will not have that.
You know, we're not going to tarnish the other woman's name. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. Now, you ain't going to get me in trouble. She thinks she can still smack me around, but I digress. Grown ass 41-year-old. Keep your hands on, please.
Right.
No, but you know, that's beautiful how you use cannabis to aid people. And my thing is, it has such a negative stigma to it. But why?
Yeah.
You know why? But now I'm a prophet. And exactly. We still have our brothers and sisters doing these arduous times.
Mm-hmm.
For cancer. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ay, ay, ay.
Except that definitely needs to be rectified.
Well, we're going to need it. And Emily, where they can find you on your social medias, your websites, the projects that you're working on that you would like them to know about, you know, how they can contact you for Reiki work, for even as a doula. How can they reach out to you?
So you can find me at ebonydowdy.com, ebonydowdy.com, on Instagram at Limitless Living Consulting, and _smooth_es_ that's the cannabis infused drinkable business. And Ebony Dowdy on Facebook, or no, rather Limitless Living on Facebook. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. Oh, so my next pop-up, the next social rather, is September 26th, because I'm taking the summer off, so I can relax just a little. So September 26th, 11/11 to 2/22 at Gallery 992 in the West End. And also, Sex Down South is an annual sexuality conference for sex educators, sex therapists, sex coaches, and sex workers, or anyone who is doing work within the sex and intimacy community. So that's the second weekend in September, that Thursday through Sunday, the 9th through the 11th. And you can find out more information on sexdownsouth.com. And I think that's it. I have so much going on, which is great.
And to all you nasty-minded listeners out there, take your mind.
It's definitely always physical. So come check it out, so you can, you know, so we can learn you something.
I mean, you can. Come on now, guys.
Open-minded now. It's not always physical. God damn it. I mean, to all the freaks out there in the back.
That is funny.
We see y'all.
They just need to come and check it out. Come and check it out.
Now, to me, you know, in this day and age, to understand, to appreciate intimacy and sex in other manners is a beautiful thing. And the work you do is so fantastic. To me, you're super dope.
Thank you.
You a dope ass goddess.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? I'm glad I was able to make your acquaintance.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
No, trust me. Yeah, listen, you don't know how grateful I am. You came to have a presence on Convos with Living Legends. I truly, truly appreciate you for that. We're gonna continue to celebrate you and honor you. And folks, you already heard the queen. The many ways y'all can reach her, please reach out to her. I promise you.
You will not regret it.
You know what I mean? And I hope this is not the first or the last time on podcast, because I'd like to have you again.
I'll be back.
You know,
so
we could talk on other things. Shoot, we could talk about, you know what I mean? Like you said, you're about to go to a conference with other sex educators. You know, we could speak on things of that nature.
Yes, that would be one. I would love that.
That's what I'm talking about. And tell these naughty.
Can't wait to have that conversation.
Yes, thank you.
Can't wait to have that conversation.
The recording, I think the phone broke up just a little bit. It was storming on my side of town, so my apologies.
No, listen, no worries. Mother Nature happens. Mother Nature happens. Mm-hmm. So,
but no, I'm just grateful. I would love to come back and chat about sex down south. And I can invite the creators of it as well.
Please. Oh, that'd be even great if they want to join in. I think that's
Tia and Marla. Yeah, I can see if they have they can make the time to come on. So that would be wonderful.
Man, listen, man. You ain't got threatened me with a good time. Because I'm a conversationalist.
It's okay to have a naughty mind. The phone.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You know what I mean? I'm just cracking jokes. I'm just cracking jokes because I was one of them too. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Exactly. I have a very one. You know what I mean? So, you know, I digress. I digress on that.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, shout out once again to coming in on the check-in. We truly appreciate you. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody who just
supports Convos with Living Legends. Just to you're not obligated to, but just the mere fact that you listen to each and every episode, I truly appreciate you. Just know love is always love. Once again, Shadi, the queen herself, the goddess herself. I am your guy, God with many visions. This is another wonderful episode of Convos with Living Legends. We're going to have this goddess return once more. Hopefully it's going to be sooner than later.
Yes.
And peace, love, and light to everybody on the checking. And peace to the gods and the goddesses out there.